Let's get some insight on the matchup tonight and the Lady Bears. We welcome in Baylor's associate head coach, Bill Brock, joins us now. Coach, good morning, and thanks for being on with us.
Hey, John, how are you?
Very good. Yeah, thank you very much. How's the weather there, and how was travel for you guys yesterday?
Travel was fine. I mean, you know, everybody knows it's a long trip, but it was a smooth trip, and things going to take us a little longer to get home, but it's about a 3-hour flight, and up here right now we're looking at sunshine, blue skies, and just a little bit of wind.
Ooh, not bad at all for January in Connecticut. Could be a lot worse.
Oh.
And the game is in Hartford. It's not in stores. I'm a little curious. Do obviously they make that decision. Is that a bigger arena? I mean, why would they choose to play this one in Hartford tonight?
It is a bigger arena, and the access to the place is much easier for people to get there. The last time we were here, 2 or 3 years ago, you know, it was that store is just like a one road in, one road
right.
out. And this just be a bigger venue. And I think they have a situation where they play a certain percentage of their games here in Hartford. And this is where we would prefer to play.
Sure. I mean, for travel in and out for you guys, this is much easier, isn't it, than getting to campus in stores?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if there's such thing as easy after, you know, that long of a trip.
Yeah, but, that's right.
Absolutely. And we have a good contingency of fans with us, and some more Baylor fans in the area are going to come tonight. So we'll have a few there, but it's mostly going to be for the blue and the gray and the red of UConn, which it should be.
Yeah, absolutely. Think back to that game last year in the Farrell Center. Boy, that was a big, big win for you guys to knock off UConn here in Waco and in their long non-conference winning streak.
It was. That was a great game, and it was an electric atmosphere, and we expect that kind of atmosphere here tonight. I mean, they are one of the programs where their students really do support women's basketball. And we're just looking forward, you know, to a great game. It's going to be a nice game for TV and for women's basketball. And, you know, we're going to try to do the best we can after the long travel and get back home and then get ready for, in our minds, you know, we got to go right back into conference on Sunday at 1 o'clock and play Oklahoma State. So that's a very quick turnaround and basically puts us in a situation of a one-day prep because – tomorrow will basically be a waste for us. We'll get in so late around 2 o'clock this morning.
Wow.
But, you know, but we're not thinking about right now. You know, obviously we've already done a little bit of prep for Oklahoma State. But right now on our mind is UConn and a chance to play the number one team in the country. And what an opportunity and what a challenge.
Yeah, what a great opportunity it really is. What's this UConn team, this version of Geno Auriemma's team, what do they look like?
Well, UConn, you know, UConn does what they do, and Baylor does what we do, and they are what I would call a rhythm type team. They dribble, pass, cut, screen, push the issue. They like to get you in a lot of motion. They have like a three-headed monster on the perimeter, and I mean, All-American point guard and Dangerfield, and you know. Two of the probably three of the best perimeter players in the country, and Christian Williams and Megan Walker, and they really push the issue. Defensively for us, you'll see both teams play man, but the thing that we have to do is our four player will have to guard on the perimeter a lot and not be able to guard inside where we would prefer. But now, saying that, they've got to take one of their girls that plays the four and guard us at the post. So you know what we're going to run. We're going to run, you know, three out and two in. They run mostly four out, one in. And so it's going to be like a chess match. I don't know, you know, I don't think they'll do anything any different. What they know. Why would you change what you are for one game? And this is a very important game, but it's not one of those games where who wins or loses, it makes or breaks their season, not at all. But it's going to be a really good matchup and a good chess game between the two teams.
Bill, you work for the most part with the post players. Where would you say Lauren is as far as her rehab and getting back closer to 100%?
Well, I'm not going to put a percentage on that because I know there'll be people that'll listen to this probably from up here. And I'm just telling you this: she's getting better day by day, and we're not far off from seeing the Lauren of old. And when you hadn't played, you know, in 5 or 6 weeks, it just takes a while. But she has been putting in a lot of extra work, and in her conditioning, and her shooting touch is coming back. But the most important thing she gives us a defensive anchor on the floor, and her communication skills and her knowledge of game to be able to direct traffic is just tremendous, and that's where we missed her the most.
And it's for the most part, it's conditioning, isn't it? And basketball conditioning. I mean, she's missed a lot of time, and there's really no way to, you know, you can do a lot of bike work and things like that, but there's nothing like being on the floor conditioning wise.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, in basketball, it's the stop, start, you know, the reaction stuff, and you know, rebound, running full speed, then somebody gets fouled and you get to rest for 10 seconds and you might go up and down 3 times with no stop. And you, just like what you just said, you cannot simulate that conditioning-wise, you know, on a treadmill or any other way. So you just have to play. And she's getting back in shape, though. And believe me, it really doesn't matter what percentage she is. We're just so glad she's back.
Bill Brock, our guest, associate head coach for Baylor women's basketball, Baylor and UConn coming up tonight. Talk about what a great showcase this is, you know, for your sport, for women's basketball, two of the top teams year in and year out. Is this an ongoing series? Like, do y'all have it scheduled in the future, or do you sort of take it year by year?
Yeah, there's already talk about continuing the series.
Okay.
And then they have some of these big games, you know, throughout the year, like you know, UConn tries to they'll play several of these games. I say several, you know, two or three of these games throughout the year and mix them in and out with their conference schedule because, you know, just tell it like it is. Their conference is not as strong as some of the Power Five conferences. And these games here help boost their RPI if UConn ever needed a boost. And that's just they try to play some tougher teams. Like on down the road, I believe they still have Tennessee, South Carolina, and Oregon left.
Oh, wow.
And so they do that to mix them in because they have just dominated that the American Conference. And they are changing conferences, I think, next year and going back to the Big East. But they probably will still be able to do that. And whereas, you know, in the Big 12, we get – you know, we get challenged just about every night at home and on the road. So that's what it is. It's a great showcase for women's basketball. And I think people are really going to enjoy watching the game tonight.
Really nice. Hey, I appreciate your time. Thank you for that. And good luck this evening. We're pulling for you, and we'll be tuned in.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it. And everybody tune in at 6 o'clock on ESPN. And let's pull the Lady Bears through.
Good deal. Thanks, Bill. Have a great day.
Talk to you later.
All righty. Bill Brock, Baylor's associate head coach for women's basketball.